Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emax in his prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street.
Calling to speak, I'm the man in the
street. And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 44 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. Oh, like a couple of people that we have online, we will get to you already. It's much shorter than anything else, but I want to let people know if you're sending in any music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. I want to at least let people know that Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for a lot of songs that you hear on this show. The Twitter page is ALFRED, Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com, or Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where our guest will be Team Takeover New Life. That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Voting Day Tuesday, Election Day. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, check out Twitter, Man in the Street 13. Also, www.templabor.org. They hire on a daily basis, Mondays through Mondays. We'll say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you can also check out thelogtv.com. And on YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. That's nothing but Cleveland Artist Entertainment. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel. Before I go to my phone callers, I know that I need to give out a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday when it comes to music and entertainment. Things that caught a buzz or are catching a buzz. Number 10 debuting, The Black Talk Table, which should air this coming Saturday. Number 9, debuting, Mr. Solo. Number 8, moving up, The Actual Tannis. Number 7, debuting, Black House Sounds, You Thought You Were the Only One. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, Jam Sessions. November 5th, With Home Remedy, featuring Christian Key and Friends. Number 5, debuting, Facebook, Mo Better EP release featuring Mellow Man Funk. That's this Wednesday. I give you the tagline so you can look them up and see more about the information that's being provided. Number 4, debuting, Facebook, Welcome Like a Dog, Brown Steelers tailgate event, which happened yesterday. Number 3, debuting, and it makes sense, all Halloween events, the parade, the Sinister Nights open mic, even handing out candy right across from the scariest place on earth. They did that yesterday in the city of East Cleveland, where the scary place was the East Cleveland Jail. Wow, that was, never seen an event like that before. Number 2, moving up. It makes sense. One of the biggest things that happened was the Bone concert at Tower City. That happened last Thursday, the finale of a concert contest. And number 1, moving up, makes sense. The biggest thing for entertainment, music-wise, was the Rock Hall induction ceremony, which happened the past Saturday, and any and all events that went around it. What I'm going to do is stop running my jaws before I get salutations and everything like that. Let me go to 216-255, who has been so patient. 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Hello, how are you?
I am doing
quite... Can you
quite... hear me? Now I can. Who am I talking to?
Okay, great. Diamond, hey.
Hey, let me tell you something. Brother Art said it on his radio show. I've got to say it on this show, so when it goes into replay and everything like that, I want to say that I'm honored to work with you all and your family. I wish it could have been under different circumstances, but I'm honored to work with you all because you all have done such an excellent job keeping the young man's name alive. It put heat on everybody from the grand jury to the community to the East Cleveland Police Department to everyone else, activists, advocates. Raise up your brother's memory. Who are you out there fighting for?
My brother's name is Vincent Belmonte. He was shot by an officer in East Cleveland. I'm Diamond Belmonte. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't address myself the proper way. But, yeah, as I stated, my brother, he got into a police chase, and as he was running away from the police, they shot him 4 times in the back. And so on Sunday, yesterday, we had a trunk and treat for the kids because he was in love with holidays. All the holidays made him happy. So I try to do something on the holidays because I know that's, like, it's a big thing in our family. to be together for the holidays. It's we're like very family oriented. We grew up together, so kind of like a missing piece to the puzzle. So that's why I do it. And then, I mean, like I told Mr. Michael yesterday, nothing will bring my brother back. And so we just want to spread awareness so then it's not another family grieving like us, because every family doesn't, like, grieve the same, I guess, and nobody deserves to be hurt like that.
Right. And with that being said, tell me your thought process on being out there yesterday, the Halloween candy. In spite of everything that happened, I saw for myself children and parents were so happy that you all were out there. And it was, again, to give out Halloween candy, you all brought a make-sure haunted house, the theme, you all brought it with you. But as I looked at it, the scariest place, the East Cleveland Police Department. Talk to me about your feelings on what should we do next? How can we best be there for the family? What would you like to see happen?
Just coming together more as a community. You would be very surprised. One thing I like to point out is when my brother first passed away, well, when he first got took from us, I like to say passed away because my brother is still a child in my eyes. I'm a significant amount older than him, so I remember carrying him as a kid thinking he was one of my baby dolls. And so when I say passed away, that's what I mean. So because I still look at him as like my little babies. With that being said, we got to be better as a community. Like, you would be very surprised how many people statements about, because they put out a false narrative to where my brother, they stated my brother turned around and he pointed a gun at the cop, and that's why the cop shot my brother. Now, as a community, we're already taught to be afraid of the police. And it sucks, but as you've seen, I'm biracial. So growing up biracial is different. I'm too white to be black and too black to be white. So I kind of like don't fit nowhere. And so when from the outside looking into everything, I just feel like as a community we need to be better. And in our community, it's like a bad thing to do better than the people around you, or you feel like you're better than. And that shouldn't be that. It should be we should be helping. It should be we should be giving these kids something to do, because they like talking about how it's been more teenagers. If you've noticed, the statistics is more teenagers now dying than any other, like, our teenagers is dying.
Yes.
Our kids aren't even making it to 20, 21. Their kids are growing up without kids. There's so many kids that I know now where their fathers or mothers have been taken away due to gun violence. And I always felt it's not a gun that killed people. People kill people. So we need to do better as people.
Mm-hmm.
Even we state the officer that shot my brother, it's no way, reason, nor anything. It's no excuse. This man has been terrorizing the community, the same community, for decades, literally. It's people that I've seen that are 30s, going into their 40s, and they saying that he was terrorizing them when they were kids. And so as a community, if we would have stood up a long time ago, it could have been, or they make the statement to me, this isn't the first person he killed. That's not okay. But as a community, it's just like a normal thing, like a life doesn't mean anything, because they normalize death so much now, and it's made the world so insensitive, and it hurts my feelings, honestly, to see that we've come to this. As a just humanity in a whole, and for some of the responses I've gotten from my brother's death, I'm very reasonable, okay? I'm very sensible.
Right.
I know Pac-Man probably didn't shoot my brother. He decided to shoot my brother. Okay, that was the decision he made. But him shooting my brother every time in them four shots was by luck. The way if you look on the autopsy, it looks like when he was running, he was shooting. And that's why the bullets go down. Because if you're running, your arms are going up and down. And so I've already analyzed more things than the regular person would have analyzed just with being in the family. It's just, like I said, as of right now, I've been looking into volunteering. Me and my friends are actually, I got a couple of friends that are like football coaches and basketball coaches, and we're trying to start up a recreational center for you just so they can have something to do to get them out the street, just to, you know, different. And what I want to do is I want to make sure that we pay for everything. So even if their parents don't have it, they don't have to be left out. Because a lot of these kids ain't playing sports because their parents don't have it or the family dynamic at home and they feel like they don't. But you just need a push. All I've ever felt in life is as long as you got one person rooting for you, you okay. Because it's that one person giving you hope.
You know,
but as of right now,
appreciate
our
it.
Children don't have it.
They don't.
I'm sorry.
They don't. You know something?
They don't. Especially not from what, I always say this, from what we had back in the day, like I grew up, my grandmother is 82. So that's my great-grandmother. And when I say that's my girl, I'm a granny's girl, okay? And just growing up with them generations compared to what we got now, and I'm just like, no, this is not it. These kids are disrespectful to older people. They don't hold doors. It's just proper etiquette and manners that they were never taught. And one day my mom said something to me. She said, you can't be mad at people because of some things that they weren't taught. Because I used to always call my mom like, Mom, why do they do this? Mom, why do they do that? Or why do they do this? She's like, Diamond, why are you so mad? Some people aren't taught that. Like, some people aren't taught the way we're taught. And so once I realized that, we just need to teach the kids. That's it. And then that's our future. That's how it's going to be.
I am so
it's
amazed.
Not going to work.
And in hearing you talk, I just want to say, first of all, I was talking to East Cleveland Councilman Ernest L. Smith, who wanted to make sure that I pass on his condolences for your family's loss. And he piggybacked on what Brother Art McCoy said on the Common Sense Radio Show. And I can only say that because we brought up your brother's name in the meeting that we've had with the East Cleveland Police Department. We had a meeting last Monday, a week ago from today. And what we will do is make sure that you're included in at least a week before we even make the appointment, so that you'll have maybe 2 weeks to make sure that you and maybe two or three others can show up with us. We have to confront this issue as best as possible and not slack up. I know this coming Saturday, some of us will be at Cleveland State for a hip-hop workshop in the main classroom building. I'll make sure that your family gets that invitation because, at least if nothing else, you all deserve to be able to mellow out around some other people. And if you get a chance to for that platform, I'm pretty certain you'll be able to find young people, some in music and other places, who will want to be there and help promote and push and be there with that rec center, reaching out for other young people. You all have been very phenomenal in at least proving a liar to people who wish to say, oh, the young community, the young generation, they don't want to do this. They're not serious about that. They won't go out on the front line.
What are you pushing them to do? What are you giving back to the community? It's this man that I know that has so much money, and a lady, you know, I'm just sitting there minding my business. The lady makes a statement to him. We should give back turkeys for Thanksgiving it's an establishment, just to get our name out there because, you know, that's how you give away to the community and the community gives back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He makes the statement, what would I do that for? Because there's some people that don't have it and they can use it. And when you give it away, you give it back. tenfold. You ain't never heard that?
That's
why me and my family give away so much, because we understand. We understand that sometimes people don't have it, and that's why I want to do it for the kids, because I know kids that was that kid. I know kids that couldn't do it because their parents couldn't afford it or this, that, and the third. And it just is sad. It's sad, and I don't like it. I can't. And the way that these older generations talk about the younger generations, it does. It gives me a disgusting feeling, because instead of us trying to change it, or instead of us and giving them any type of education to what's going on, because it's already set up for us to fail. They want me to get statistics so bad. Listen, when I say people be like, you're 25 with no kids, what do you do with your life? What are you doing?
And it's
like, I'm doing whatever I want to do.
I'm into that.
I'm doing whatever I want to do. Whatever I choose to do that morning, that's what I do. But it's like, I'm so used to, they automatically put me in the, I was raised in a fatherless household. Actually, I had a stepdad and a real dad.
Oh, man.
I can call my daddy right now.
I'm going to do this. I appreciate talking to you so much. You've been so enlightening and a breath of fresh air.
Yes, I really appreciate you. I want to say on my family's behalf, thank you. Thank you, because you show up every time. And you and Mr. McCord are just wonderful, and we love you guys. And listen, it's nothing more that you guys could do in my eyes, because you give me the time to vent and time to talk and let you know exactly how I feel about situations.
Well, with that being said, and I appreciate it, I'm going to give you, without interruption, at least 2 to 3 minutes, whatever you feel you would like to say and add on to this from your heart. The time's on you. Go ahead.
Let's start by saying my brother was a person. A lot of people try to portray him, even the news portray him to be a carjacker and everything else. But in all actuality, my brother was 19. He got a daughter. He's a baby. He'll never know her dad. Like, they call my brother a situation at one point. It's, as a person, mourning is hard, but when you have to mourn in public and then you have to listen to other people's opinion on how your loved one is supposed to be portrayed, it gives you a different understanding of earth when you kind of like just understand people are humans and they have opinions, and that's fine. And even though everybody makes their own opinion, my brother was my brother. That was my baby. He slept in my bed. I fed him. That was my everyday brother. That was, if I needed something to drink at work, that's who's going to come bring it to me. If I needed something to eat, that's who's bringing it to me. When we need somebody to watch our nephews, that's who watched our nephews. He was the favorite uncle. My nephew is 5 now. He asked for my brother because I have custody of him. So he asked me for my brother all the time. And I don't know what to say. What am I supposed to say? And it's like, even after the grand jury declined to indict, it's just a simple thing. What about an apology? Like, let's just start with an apology. Can we get an apology because you took somebody that mattered to us? Like, he really mattered. Our family is different. It's like we're closer, but it's still, you feel the missing hole. Like, it's some days I'm okay, but some days I'm not okay. And that's how everybody is in a family. And that's like, but one person to change a complete dynamic like that and then walk around like it's perfectly fine, I guess that's what makes me so angry. It's like, you don't feel no type of way about you taking a life. You taking a life was nothing to you. It was completely like my brother was an animal or something. Like, they let my brother lay there and die. 17 minutes is what took them to transport him. And even if, just with my brother's situation, that should show you that they need better equipment, they need better people, it's so much wrong with the city alone that I'm praying that maybe my brother's situation shed some light into helping the people actually. It was an eyewitness that didn't even want to testify because he was so scared of Pac-Man. That's what I mean by the community. Like, and we know that personally because as a family, we went over there and talked to them, and they told us what happened. They told us what happened before the police told us what happened.
So,
and
we
it
have
was
a
like,
lot of work.
And it's a little girl. A little girl seen Pac-Man shoot my brother. That little girl will never be the same. She watched my little brother literally later. I mean, it's so much from one decision that ricocheted because of this one. It's the domino effect. Now,
right.
Just like I stated when we was on the news, now my brother's daughter's going to be a statistic. Guess what? Because of an actual, it wasn't because he got shot in the neighborhood or anything like that. A cop shot my brother.
Right.
So then, now it's she's grown up in a fatherless household, and she's going to be this, and she's going to be that. But the dynamic was wrote already for her before she was even here. Her father was killed before she made it here.
Then, by all means, we will continue to keep your family in prayer. We will definitely do that. And I just want to say again, we thank you so much for your bravery, and we look forward to continuously supporting you all. Thank you. Wish your family the very best,
and
you'll be in our prayer.
So much.
No problem. May the Creator continue to keep you.
Thank you.
No problem. We will talk to you soon. Promise you that much.
You have my number now, so...
Yes.
I will talk to you.
Yes, you most definitely
you
will.
You have a great night, and I'm so happy to be a part of the show. And thank you so much for helping me celebrate my brother's life, and thank you for showing up, and thank you for letting me dance. And my family appreciates you. I just want to let you know, make sure I say it a million times, because you don't have to, honestly. And it takes, like, just us, one person, to help. That's it.
No problem. We will continue to do that, Creator willing, and we will be talking. Enjoy your evening. No problem. Peace. As we get to the rest of our program, I want to at least start things off by remembering the name of Brother Tyrone Tanker, who passed away. Before I do anything else and go to the phone number with area code 216-647, I would be remiss if I didn't say that Brother Tanker, he not only would bring the plow over for Black on Black Crime Incorporated or would look out for our organization, but I think that one of the best things that came through was when Miss Commentary Cleveland or Miss Cole said about Anthony Tanker's passing, that he was Mrs. Cole's comrade in justice against the gangster cops in Newburgh Heights, Ohio. He was also in the Mother's Day edition of the Metro section, Plain Dealer. Even though they had a biased story, but he would hear from and talk to Carl Monday. He was strong and fearless. He was a fighter and wasn't afraid to stand alone in a fight if he had to, a true soldier. I believe that when it came down to it, he was a realist. Federal Building, you name it, he showed what it was like to be a person with a family who was still out there on the front lines. I'm going to go to the 216-647 phone line with an important message. 216-647, how are you doing?
Oh, I can be better. How are you?
I am doing well, all things considered. I'm doing well. It's unfortunate to talk to you at this time. I'll start with that. But at the same time, we have some messages to get out. And with that being said, who are you and why are you calling?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Tanker, the wife of Tyrone Tanker. And I lost my husband October 22nd due to a heart attack. He also was a dialysis patient. I've been with my husband for 20 years, and I miss him dearly. And the sudden loss has caused me having a hard time to bury my husband. I've been reaching out to people. His family hasn't even came forward but one person. I was wondering if I can, you know, I have a GoFundMe on my page. Carla Tanker is on my page, or you can Cash App, lowercase ATT, 2866. He was a good person. He'd help anybody if he could. He also was a member of Black on Black Crime.
And we're doing our part like we're supposed to. Because we don't have a choice as we get things together in the next few days. Now we have to use our network and reach out to more people. But, wow, 20-plus years. Talk to me about that, because there are a lot of times people will even say, well, marriage don't work no more because, and to that, talk to us, because the one thing I can say about Brother Tanker, he was extremely proud of you. He brought your name up all the time.
He did do that.
And there was no doubting that he was married. So let's start there and talk to us about that.
Yeah, when I first met him back in 99, you know, after 2 weeks he asked to marry me. I said, let's wait a year, see how I go. And it went. After that, we got married 2001, Valentine's Day. Yeah, he loved my cooking. He said, I cook like his grandmama. Yeah, he loved my cooking. He was a good family man, yeah.
I have to say that by you bringing that up, your cooking was excellent, because he made sure that no matter what we went to do or what have you, he made sure to include some food from you. He made sure to do that.
Oh, wow.
He did do that. So, again, because you joined him at certain things, so why do you think he was as fearless as he was?
That's where he's been all his life. You know, he didn't like what was going on with the Newberg, the races, and he was, I think he could have been a president if he wanted to. Yeah, he was a fighter.
That.
Yeah.
I believe that.
He was a good activist. I sure was with him.
I'm into that. And like I say, it's unfortunate, but I will, I'd already started the ball rolling, so during the election day tomorrow, I'll just make sure the rest of my members know so that we can add some sort of game plan together alongside Brother Art McCoy and a few other people. And as we put this out, that way I'll be able to link everything up I'm supposed to. How are the two ways that people can at least donate?
Cash App, lowercase ATT. 2866, but money sign first. ATT 2866, and then I have a GoFundMe on my page, Carla Tanker, for Tyrone Tanker. His picture's on there.
Okay. Well, like I said, I wish, I definitely wish there was another reason why we were on the phone. I've talked to him myself on programs, and it was always, we looked forward to it. So with that being said, I just want to humbly send out our condolences and let you know that we will do our follow-through with you consistently.
All right, thank you. I just keep thinking about the walk through the door, but I know you're not.
I got you. The one thing I can say, he's going to be walking through the door in memories. That's it right there. And it's up to us to keep those memories alive and make sure we stay proud on it. So thank you for mustering up enough to reach out to us so that you don't have to go through that just by yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. God bless you, and may you continue to be blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
No problem. You do the same. A lot of times people might ask me why certain programs are important. I would like to say that, to me, I learned a long time ago that nobody's going to tell our story but us. And I used to wonder why years ago when Brother Art McCoy started doing his program underneath Rest in Peace, Rest in Heavy Heaven to Mike Trevisano. I'll get to that story in a little while further down the line. But I just want to say that when Art McCoy did almost 10 years on WTAM, the big one, he called Mike Trevisano his radio daddy, learned as much as he could, and he said, it's important, Brother Porter, to tell our story. And then after taking about a year and a half break, he ended up on WERE 1490 AM for, if this program is 10-plus years, going on 11 years, it didn't start until after I'd been with Art McCoy for about a year and a half. So we're looking at the fact that Brother McCoy has done maybe 12 years at WERE 1490 AM, and it's important that when you ask why, well, you can get your own story out there, talk to people about what they feel is important, convey messages, and continue to build and link a lot of shows together. That's why at the beginning of this radio program, I do my best to call attention to other people who have radio shows and formats. One that I've left off that I didn't bring up to speed would be DJ Jack the Ripper on WOVU. His particular program, but you have so many different others to network through. It's important, and I realize that, and that's my role, simplistic. It's not me driving a big limousine off of the radio shows. It's about being able to convey messages about important issues and topics, and losing a soldier is an important topic. Remembering and keeping their names out there when you've been out there with them on the front line, those are important topics. So I'm just thankful that the Father has allowed me to be a part of Blog Talk Radio, as well as to still be the executive producer for our McCoy radio show. It kind of reminds me of why I do what I do. Like the guest who'll be on voiceofradio.com tomorrow. But right now on Blog Talk Radio, the Creator has allowed it. I'm sending this one out to any and everybody listening. This is why I do what I do. It's for you from Eastside.
I chose, there I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you, I do it all for you.
talking, yeah, heart. Yo, I remember bringing some of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, had a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, upon my dirt, upon my lonely. The smoke to you, stay real, y'all phone. My back too, yo, it's kinda funny how it ain't the same, changing up for a little fame, yo, but from the dirt, it was all me, grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo, would never see what I feel in me, who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me, yo, would never see what I feel in me.
WTAM radio host Mike Trevisano passed, I believe, like maybe last Wednesday evening to Thursday, because it was Thursday when everything went out. He had been a radio host since 1986, and the Triv Show, WTAM, was still going strong from 3 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Very controversial person. He was voted best talk show host by Scene Magazine and the Achievement in Radio Awards. The Cleveland Plain Dealer named him the voice of Cleveland. Cleveland Magazine had named him one of Cleveland's 50 most interesting people. And he was a 2003 NAB Marconi finalist for Personality of the Year. He had raised over $5 million for local charities during his career, including Coats for Kids. 74 years young, and the co-workers at WTAM, they hosted like an hours-long on-air tribute to him, like the past Thursday. And many other people across the city supported him, not from just Art McCoy, former U.S. Representative Jim Renacci, Governor Mike DeWine, many others, Republican, Democrat. Mike Trevisano received a lot of support from a lot of different people, because a lot of people realized that some radio, this is for shock jock purposes only. When it comes down to it, there's a lot of stuff that he said that you would meet him and say, huh, what, wait, that's the so-called bigot or this, that, and other? And the next thing you know, gotten a chance throughout McCoy to meet the brother, and he was very proud of the tutelage that after Ray Davis said, you can have your show, he was very proud of the fact that Art McCoy listened to him on a lot of different issues when it came to radio. And they would still cross-reference on each other's shows. Some of the hot issues that Man in the Street Radio, the staff, supported and why was because of issue 24, because of the whole incident of the reason that there was a consent decree that is set to go out of existence in Cleveland the next year and a half, from 137 shots of murder, atrocity, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, justice for Tanisha Anderson, Tamir Rice, and others, what Brenda Bickerstaff, Samaria Rice, Alicia Kirkman, Tanya Goldsby, and a lot of others have done, it's needed for the police oversight. If they would have looked out for each other, but it's kind of like having the fox in the hen house is saying, Mr. Fox, look out for the welfare of the chickens. And the fox says, sure thing, send a dog away. I've got it all handled. That's why issue 24, the other members of this radio show staff said they were for that issue and the oversight. Ward 3, East Cleveland. Elder Goodrum, National Action Network mainstay. She had allowed hip-hop artists to perform and be a part of the programs. Did a lot of free things with her money, where she spent money on programs and especially the youth with alongside National Action Network, and a school teacher who taught very well. But in that tough Ward 3 race, the reason that we went to, hold on a second, this ought to be fun. Okay. I want to give an infamous shout out to Dove. Dove, you had the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm on a radio show. Doing my show on a Monday, you get an infamous shout out for that. But anyway, Ernest Dale Smith, Ward 3, our station, and show decided to go with Ernest Dale Smith to retain his seat in Ward 3 because Ernest Dale Smith, even though not being a teacher, he took money out of his own pocket for track and field day, giving away clothing, feeding the youngsters, feeding the community in all of East Cleveland, Oppressed People's Nation, founder, OPN, dealing with police brutality, dealing with Impure Women, looking for missing women from East 93rd through East Cleveland, still doing certain things for free, even as a council person. Hip-hop-wise, the music, the bar-for-bar programs, he deserves to retain his seat, even dealing with the East Cleveland Police Department, having meetings to get the activists and other people to be able to tell the East Cleveland Police Department how they feel and what's going on. Ward 8, Cleveland. Asia Jones, member of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, strong speaker, but a very phenomenal woman. She shows what being a woman leader is all about. But when it came to that race, the staff here decided to go with Mike Polensic from Ward 8 because the one thing about Ward 8, if this show deals with music activism and news, Mike Polensic has always trumpeted Black on Black Crime Incorporated as a group of activists. He sitting in his position would often clash with the mayor and even other members of city council for not bringing activists to the table. He would let people know the importance of votes coming up. He did not want people to be ignorant and not know what was going on at city council meetings. And he did his best to at least convey those messages and say that there were a lot of times he voted no. And that's somebody who has been consistent that you need to retain a seat. We also looked at, when it came down to it, Ward 4, the official write-in candidate, Dontez Taylor. He is an activist, an advocate. He has already been out there. He spent the night a couple of times when it came to lead for children, going out there and holding rallies against Department of Children and Family Services on behalf of grandmothers and others involved. Dantes has consistently done that. He led gospel concerts, music activism news. He's been involved, taking up leadership positions, and has been a great grassroots community organizer. And he told us about Ken Johnson and the Buckeye Development Corporation being crooked almost four years ago, before Ken Johnson should have known when to hold them and when to fold them. Looking at things that we didn't handle, just added in Ward 7 TJ Dow. Stephanie House, a great leader in her own right. She was excellent and did a lot of things. The one good thing I like about this show is once you're done, you don't have to hang up. You can listen through if you choose to. It's all right. And I appreciate those people who choose to do that. Back to the other, Stephanie House had been there, but when it came down to unity in the community, from festivals, from being inclusive to young people being involved in programs, there are a lot of times throughout the 10-plus years of this program when he was Councilman T.J. Dow, from the reading to young people at certain things, including McDonald's, to a few other programs, working alongside Brick House Wellness, working alongside with activists in the community, the biography of Huff. That man has been phenomenal. He was very inclusive to different people being involved in the gatherings, festivals, fighting Cleveland Clinic when they were doing their best to expand in throughout Huff and going out into it head-to-head and not backing down. It would be nice to see that man retain, or not retain, but get the seat that's being vacated by Bashir Jones, between T.J. Dow, Stephanie House, the show, and the people lean towards T.J. Dow. Also, Congressional District 11. That is a hot race. Chantel Brown, she shocked the world when she received the nomination from her party over Nina Turner. As she goes forward, she even busted some flows herself. She has been very inclusive and reached out to the community as a whole. Fortunately, though, her opponent, Laverne Jones, Laverne Jones Gore. What I can say about the name of Laverne is that when it came down to it, she's been out there on the front line for years. This is not like, what am I going to get from coming to a Cleveland State University or doing and saying certain things. She spoke to young people, the hip-hop crowd. Years ago, she gave advice, and she did a few other things like that. I would just like to say before the program ends that we had to lean towards Laverne Jones Gore. She had been one of those people who for years has been very consistent, coming through the Black-Owned Black Crime Incorporated, So that's one of the reasons why we lean towards her in that particular role. Before we leave out with a song, because this program is basically, it's a done deal. It is. I appreciate everybody. If you're wondering why we and the staff left out of the mayoral race in Cleveland, it's because sometimes it's a hard decision. Now, I can concur and agree with the fact that we need a strong young black male sitting in that seat. I can look at it and say, you know something, I agree with that. Mayor Mike White is supporting Justin Bibb. But I'm looking at this as being, wait a minute, is this the same Mayor Mike White who took out the public school being a choice for parents to vote on who should be in an elected school board? As I look at things, that's the same one. Oh, great. And I would like to at least say an infamous shout-out goes to Joe Jones from Father's Lives Matter. You called my personal phone line while I'm live on the air before I go to the 216-412 number. But it's like, that's the same Mayor Mike White who deposited money in a well-known activist bank account, didn't expect him to spend it. He's the one who deposited the money in Art McCoy's bank account. And on the flip side, Kevin Kelly, one of his biggest endorsements came from Mayor Frank G. Jackson, who hasn't shown the best love towards the inner city on the east side. He hasn't. And so if you look at who's backing up who and the fact that Justin Bibb said, well, maybe we'll have an elected school board, maybe, or maybe just get one or two people. And then Kevin Kelly is saying, hey, everything's good. The mayor said so. Yeah, that's one. People, vote your conscience. We are not even going to give one the other, but I'm going to 216-412 to end off the night. 216-412, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Major Taps. I'm calling in to let everybody know tomorrow is a very important day for a good friend of mine, a civil activist, a straight-up leader, and someone that wants to do right by the people, Brother Dontez Taylor, for councilman, for 4th Ward councilmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody show up to the polls and vote for this brother in. If you stay in 4th Ward, I ask you to go out and show your support and vote for this brother. Let's get this brother a chance in office as far as with providing for the community that he's grew up in, that he knows about. He wants to get rid of the lead poisoning. He wants to give your children, he wants to put your children in programs where it helps establish their mind into developing companies, you know, and go further, you know what I'm saying, go further and beyond from there. Stand up for police brutality, you know, around the city. So vote for Dontez Taylor. This brother been out here doing his thing. So we encourage everybody for November 2nd, which is tomorrow. That is tomorrow. To go out and vote for Dontez Taylor at any of the polls that's around the 4th Ward District. And we wish the best to all the other candidates that are up for being in this seat also. You know, we not wishing bad on nobody. So we need to get the right person in office, and I believe that person is Dontez Taylor, Major Taps, and everyone have an awesome night.
All right, you do the same. Thank you, brother.
And blessed night.
Appreciate you.
Awesome, definitely.
And stay blessed as well. I appreciate that phone call. I am going to at least now take us out with 30 seconds of some 90s R&B by Fatty Banks. Talk to you all next week. Peace.
Oh, na, 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 na. Yeah. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna meet you.
like 90s R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Joey. Tell the DJ, play another slow jam for my baby and me. A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I just wait till you leave the club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer, what's your occupation? To be honest, babe, I don't care about that. Just where your head at. Think about the weekend and hit me up. Damn, it's a holiday. I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way. And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day. I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me say, come and talk to me. R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Jodeci. Ooh, yeah. You know my name is Dre. I'm something like